Ronan, we're going to welcome you to Town Moor on Saturday, 29th of June. Your chance to perform after racing. Are you excited about the gig?
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I always enjoy playing the race courses. I've been lucky enough to do a lot of them over the years, from Newmarket to Epsom and so on. And it's always a great atmosphere, you know. I love racing myself, so it's a treat to go along.
You mentioned that you love racing. Have you ever been tempted to get a racehorse yourself? You and the guys, maybe get a boy's own horse?
I've had them, and they haven't worked out for me. I think I'll just stay on that side of the track and do a bit of betting. That'll be it.
I suppose it's something which, you know, if you are involved with a band, it is a unique kind of pastime, isn't it, going racing? Is it something that you and the guys have done together over the years?
Yeah, because we've played Newmarket and a few of the, you know, as boys on as well. Yeah, and Sandown and so on. We've enjoyed the racing. It's good crack.
June 29th, then, if people are going to come racing and then hear your gig, what can they expect to hear?
It's a mixed bag, everything from 2000 when I released my first album, Ronan, all the way up to Fires, which I released last year. So, you know, hopefully something for everybody.
I suppose when you've been going 20 years, obviously, with Boyzone and your solo stuff as well, there must be a huge back catalogue you can choose from. You can almost make every gig different.
You could, absolutely. I mean, there are, if I was to add all the Boyzone songs as well, it'll be a huge set list. But, you know, I've had 9 solo albums myself, so I guess there's plenty of material there.
When you release a new solo album, how do you find it sort of mixing from the stuff you are doing when you are working with Boyzone and then going back into the studio on your own?
Yeah, I mean, I always approach it differently. The input from the other guys is always, you know, makes the dynamic very different when you're recording. So it's always a separate thing and always treated separately.
So there'll be race fans, there'll be running fans there on the night. Running, if you had to give a rallying call to your fans across the country to come and see this gig, what would you say to the racing public to get them to come to Doncaster on June 29th?
Well, look, it's a great day out. There's great racing. Hopefully the weather will be fantastic. And, you know, in my set, there's something for everybody. So, you know, come along and enjoy yourself.
All the details, doncaster-racecourse.co.uk, on Twitter as well, at Doncaster Races. Running, I know you've embraced Twitter at Ronan Official. How are you finding life on Twitter?
Grand. It's a little bit addictive. Once you get on there, it's hard to stop. I think it's important to put the phone down every now and then, get back to life. But it is a great tool to let people know what I'm up to, so I enjoy that part of it.
Well, make sure you follow at Ronan Official, and on the day, Saturday, 29th of June, Ronan, I get the impression you're a shrewd punter. You might even be tweeting out a few tips along the way.
Oh, look, if I get them, I'll pass them on. I promise.
Ronan, thanks for your time. We look forward to welcoming you to Doncaster on June 29th.
Good on you. Look forward to it. Thanks a mil. Take care.